Morning, Steph.
Hello. So let's start with LA-based band The Dream Syndicate. These guys were fairly influential in the California neo-psych world during the bulk of the 80s. They disbanded, reformed in 2012, and then released an album in 2017. And now they've returned with a second post-reformation album. It's called These Times. And it's one that's full of super joyous songs steeped in the paisley sides of neo-psych. A really interesting thing I read about this album from Steve Wynn, the frontman of the Dream Syndicate, was that while he was writing these tracks, he was obsessed with the album Donuts by J Dilla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and while we don't hear any hip-hop on this record, it was J Dilla's approach in record-making as a DJ that Steve Wynn really admired and that inspired him to play around with drum machines, loops, and pretty much anything to take him out of his usual way of writing. And you do hear that on this new one from The Dream Syndicate, this track here, The Way In, from the album These Times.
Yeah, I wouldn't have pulled J Dilla as an influence there, but very cool nonetheless. What else are we looking at?
We're going to move on to Bobby Arosa. He is a Finnish singer-songwriter who grew up in a family of musicians and artists. His childhood, you know, was full of music at parties. His Bolivian grandfather would frequently pick up a guitar and sing Latin Cuban classics. His mother a singer, his father a gypsy style jazz guitarist, and they had this incredible record collection that was full of early jazz and blues, Motown hits, and gospel ensemble records, doo-wop groups, and you know, that's the type of sound I think that Bobby Arosa deals with in his debut album, This Love. He spent a lot of time gigging as a sideman, as a backup musician, but yeah, his first debut solo effort, it's called This Love, and this track here is called Keep On Believing.
Maybe a rope in its corners, maybe just pass me by.
Whatever woodwind instrument that is in the background, I'm into it.
Look, it's a really lovely, you know, blend. It comes at that juncture of like classic soul and, you know, rock ballad as well. So beautiful one from Bobby Arosa, his new album, This Love.
Awesome. And what do we got taking us out?
We're going to finish off with Sweet Whirl, which is the moniker of Melbourne singer-songwriter Esther Edquist. She's put out a 6-track EP called Love Songs and Poetry. And Sweet Whirl has always had this way of masterfully casting a sharp eye over blurry situations and dissecting emotions with just a wry sense of humour, which I think is a great match to, you know, some of the plaintive folk and country influence songs she makes on this EP. So we'll end it there with Sweet Whirl, this track here called Rubber Heart, off her EP Love Songs and Poetry.
Thanks so much, Steph.
Thank you.